Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Sunday night. This is Brother Nate, another God's Word to Men broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given me the opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all of you that are listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Men broadcast. Now, the phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines are open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us. The email address at God's Word to Man at gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN at gmail.com. Once again, what the Lord gives unto us, that is what we'll give unto you. Praise be to God. So, once again, we are grateful for another blessed day in Christ Jesus. Thanking God for blessing us to see this day. So, before we to the message tonight, let us pray. And so wherever you're listening to me at, why don't you join in with me in prayer? Amen. Let's petition the Lord together for not only his spirit to be with us, but that his spirit will give us the light that we need to understand of every word of truth. So let us pray. Dear Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, once again, we humble ourselves this day and once again come before you right now. Father, at this time, at this hour, as we begin once again to take this journey into your word, we ask, Lord, that not only that your spirit accompany us, but that your spirit will give us the light that we stand in need of. For, Lord, without you, we can know nothing. So, Lord God, for us to comprehend the word that you have given us today, we need your spirit to give us light. So, therefore, Lord God, we thank you for light. We thank you for being a keeper of your word. The Lord, as we seek you early, you shall be found. And so, therefore, we seek you now for the light that we stand in need of. And so, Lord God, we give you glory and honor and praise, and we magnify you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Glory to the Most High God. I want to say to those of you who are first-time listeners, and once again to those of you who have been listening to us thus far these 3 years, me as well as others who have received this word, have been commissioned by the Lord Jesus Christ, not by man, but by Jesus Christ, our Lord, the Savior, the Messiah, to tell the world what he is doing in his last days in sending the Elijah. Yes, the same one he spoke of in Matthew 17 and Malachi 4, the resurrected John the Baptist, who have a work to do for the Lord. And Jesus has thus far sent him 120 times. He sent him the first 30 times to a brother named Brother Otto Fetty from 1927 to 1933, and then thus far the last 90 times to a brother named Brother W.A. Drays from 1937 to 1994. I was blessed to be able to have met Brother Drays. I never did meet Brother Fetty. I was blessed to meet Brother Drays in the year of 1990, and just to know him for 4 years, because he passed in 1994. And Jesus has been sending his messenger since then, and he's going to continue to send him until the work of the Lord is finished. So thus far to this day, he has sent him 120 times from the year of 1927 to the 1994. And so I've been commissioned of the Lord to tell you of his words that he has sent to mankind, especially those who are his people and they that will be of the bride. As the mission, one of the missions of the messenger of the Elijah is to restore all things and also to prepare a people for the Lord. Tonight, I want to give God's word to you. And some of you have heard me say this as of late the past few days, and the Lord has been dealing with me to continue on with this. Tonight's topic or message today is messages of faith. And I'm going to give to you what Jesus said in the sending of Elijah concerning faith. And it's very important because over the last past 2 to 3 weeks, and I must give this testimony that the Lord had been dealing with me more and more about faith, but not only faith, but the God kind of faith, and how he had been showing me that his people must have this kind of faith and operate in this kind of faith in order to obtain what they need these last days. Some of y'all see that things are getting tighter. Things are getting rougher. It's getting tighter in the financial situation. It's getting tighter in the health situation. And it's getting tighter all over the land. And I want you to understand that God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, has something to say about this. And he has been sending the modern day word today. Because whether you believe it or not, there are some that even claim to be Christians who think that God does not speak today. They look at the Bible and say, okay, this is the last time God spoke. We're going to go by this, but he has spoke since then. But that is not true. God is still speaking today, even through the sending of his messenger, the angel, the Elijah. Our God is not dead. Our God is alive and well. And I thank God for that, that we serve the true and living God that is not dead and that can speak today like he did even in the days of old. Amen. Praise be to God. I want to go once again to read what our title today, Messages of Faith. And I want to give unto you God's word that he has sent through his angel messenger, the Elijah, concerning faith. And it's very important that we hear this because I want you to understand, people, that without the faith, you can't do nothing in the Lord. And what you must understand is that for you to obtain what you need in these last days, you're going to have to operate in this God kind of faith. See, some of us have been depending on things. We have been looking at things and looking at people and what it was that you start depending on it for a while, leaning on it, but you notice that it's not working anymore. The same people that you're dependent on now is failing you. The same people that you're dependent on you now say, hey, get away from me. The same means that you went through to get certain things, it's not working anymore. God is permitting and allowing these things to fail because you must understand as a believer that what God says, he meant what he says. And he told us that we must have faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to read once again from the messages of what the Lord Jesus Christ sent through the Elijah to say to us about faith. Amen. And we must hear this, people, because we got to have this faith in order to make it through. Now, one of the things he said to us about faith is that he tell us who to have faith in. You said, well, what do you mean, Brother Nate? Well, in the message that is called the 7 and 8 message, which means it's the 7 and 8 time that Jesus sent the Elijah. And he sent this message out November the 30th, 1928. And I want to read to you about what he says in telling us who to have faith in. He says in his word, he said, let your faith be strong in the Lord your God. Now, let me stop there for a minute. He said, let your faith be strong in the Lord your God. Our God is specific. And so when you read about God telling you, even in the Bible, to have faith, he's telling you to have faith in him. He's telling you to have faith in Jesus Christ, because that's going to be the only way you're going to make it in these last days. Do you hear what I'm saying? Some churches have you to believe that you can put your faith in other things, like in statues and peoples and all that, and still make it. But Jesus is specific. When he sent the Elijah, he told us that, let your faith be strong in who? In the Lord your God. Praise be to God. Remember in the book of Mark, chapter 11, and for those of you that have your Bibles, maybe you can turn to that for a minute. Those of you that don't have it, hey, just listen along with us. But in Mark chapter 11, and that's what brought to mind to me when Jesus has sent the Elijah to say, let your faith be strong in the Lord your God. When we go to Mark chapter 11, remember Jesus at first, Jesus and the fig tree. And the Bible said that when he came, he was a hungry and he was looking to find figs and he didn't find anything. And he said, no man eat fruit from thee hereafter forever. And the Bible said his disciples heard when he said it. He didn't do nothing hidden or in secret. He heard it. Now, I want you to understand that this is also in his teaching mode that he was doing. And so the Bible said that the next morning, when they passed by the fig tree, they saw that it was dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, in other words, he thought about, hey, this is the same fig tree that Jesus cursed. Oh, I know some of you didn't want to hear that. You said, I'll wait blessed. Let me tell you something. When God is speaking judgment, that ain't no blessing, okay? That's a curse. Now, I'm not putting God in the evil bracket, but I want you to understand that God is also a God of judgment. So when he told that fig tree, no man eat his fruit from thee henceforth forever, that was not a blessing, okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? And so therefore, Peter remembered what Jesus said to the fig tree. And Peter said, Lord, because why? They saw that it had died by the roots. Amen? And so now, Peter calling to remember unto him, he said, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. And Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. Do you hear that? He was specific. Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe in those things which he say shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he say. Notice where he directed your faith. As Christians, when we spread the gospel, we got to be specific on who to believe in. Or we got to testify that to the people. See, God didn't have you testifying to the people, leaving it open for them to guess, well, who should I believe in? Or they can believe in anything. See, this is the true faith. See, there's a lot of, quote, faiths out there. There's people who believe in cows, and they believe in statues and all that stuff, and they believe in, have their faith in people. But Jesus said, have faith in God. You understand what I'm saying? And he never changed when he sent the Elijah to tell his people, let your faith be strong in the Lord your God. Do you understand what I'm saying? He didn't say, let your faith be strong in your husband or your wife, or let your faith be strong in those idols and all that. You know, you look today, people who admire other people, you're noticing they starting to build more statues and stuff to them. I was looking at, I think it was the news yesterday on my laptop, and they talked about how these women here in the United States, I forgot what part of the world was in, part of the United States it was in, had just built a statue of Willie Nelson. Do you hear that? You got people that when they honor and put people, let me put it this way, they're praising people. They are building statues to people. And you know, God talked to Israel back there about the days of old. He talked to them about it, about building these graven images and building these images of things. And he said, don't do that. Okay? And whether you believe it or not, people are putting their faith in that. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God said, let your faith be strong in the Lord your God. Do you hear what I'm saying? He said, oh, glory to God. See, he's talking to you, believer, the one of you that's listening. He sent the Elijah to say it. You know, Jesus is sending the Elijah to restore all things. And one of the things he's restoring is unity among what? Christianity. True Christianity going to have their faith in the Lord their God. See, right now, a lot of this, what we're calling Christianity, is not really fully believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. You believing in your money. You believe it in your cars. You believe it in your houses. Now, you say you believe in Jesus, but you're believing in those things. Why? Because you dedicate more of your time to it. Amen? The only time you want to say something about Jesus is when it's time to put on the show. Hallelujah. Well, I had to be real with it, people. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he says, let your faith be strong in the Lord your God. But I want to read something else to you that he lets you know through the Elijah. He lets you know what kind of faith that he's talking about. Well, you say, well, what do you mean? I need you to hear this. In the same message, the seventh message, he said, let your faith be strong in the Lord your God. Read the 11th chapter of Hebrews. Read it often. By faith, you shall do your work. Do you hear that? You say, well, how is that telling me the kind of faith that he's talking about? Well, notice that he pointed you to the 11th chapter of Hebrews. And when you look at the 11th chapter of Hebrews, the 11th chapter of Hebrews is talking about what? The God kind of faith. Amen. The God kind of faith. The 11th chapter of Hebrews, when you read, I call that the faith chapter. When you read that whole 11th chapter, what is he talking about? Faith. But he ain't talking about any kind of faith. It's the faith in the Lord your God. That's how the God faith operates. It believes in God. Isn't it? The God kind of faith ain't believing in a cow. It's believing in a fat man of a statue. That's not the God kind of faith. The God kind of faith believes in Jesus. Hallelujah. And notice that he said, not only to read it, he said, read it often. See, God wants that word to get in your spirit. That what the faith he's talking about, that is not just any kind of faith. You understand what I'm saying? He wants that to get in our spirit today. And he sent the Elijah to tell us, said, read the 11th chapter of Hebrews, read it often. Now, if we were totally there with it, there would be no need for him to tell us to read the 11th chapter of Hebrews. See, we all, as believers, at some point have struggled in that area. God was just recently dealing with me about that, showing me about the God kind of faith. This thing that I have been going through for the last 2 or 3 weeks. And the Lord, in the midst of that, was teaching me on how to exercise this kind of faith. And that's why he said here in this seventh message that it's going to be by faith. What faith? This faith of Hebrews 11 and 1. This God kind of faith that you're going to do your work. Hallelujah. And see, in that Hebrews 11, chapter 1, verse, it tells you how this faith operates. He said, now faith is, before you go any further, what does Paul tell us in Hebrew? That faith operates now. Faith ain't something that waits later or had happened in the past. See, some of us giving too many testimonies about the past, how we believe, but we're struggling to believe right now. Oh, no, no, no. The God faith operates now. So he said, now faith is, and then he said, the substance of things hope for. Amen. Without faith, you couldn't even hope. Your hope needs a basis, and that platform that support it is faith. And it's the substance of things hope for. In fact, to go deeper by substance, it's the very essential thing needed in order for you to get what you need from God. It's the very essential thing needed for you to even hope. And he said, it's the substance of things hoped for. Amen. Faith makes what is called an unreality according to the senses and the world and makes it a reality. Do you understand what I'm saying? Based on what God said. Then he said, it's the evidence of things not seen. It's your proof. Of things not seen. Not seen is dealing with your senses. The God kind of faith doesn't depend on your senses in order to operate. The God kind of faith believes. It's by you believing what God said. It's not by what you think or what you feel. Somebody needed to hear this today because, see, this is why the Lord said in sending the Elijah, it's by faith you're going to do this work. It ain't going to be by what you feel. If it was by what you feel, man, we'd be like a yo-yo. Today we'll feel like, oh, I could just go tackle the world with the word of God. And then the next day we'll be like, I just can't go do nothing. I'm just broke down. That's why God lets you know. He said, read the 11th chapter of Hebrews and read it often. So why? So you can know what kind of faith he's talking about. Because see, when it seems like when you highlight the word faith, some everybody come out of the word words, oh yeah, I got faith, I got faith. They don't understand what Jesus is talking about. He's talking about the God kind of faith. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he also tell you something else about this faith and telling you to read 11th chapter of Hebrews. See, in order for you to do the work that he said here through Elijah and to be pleasing in his sight, you got to be in his faith. Hebrews 11:6 said, without faith, what kind of faith? Go back to verse 1. The God kind of faith. He said, without faith, you can't please him. It's impossible. He used the word impossible. One thing about God, if God tells you something is impossible or you can't do it, quit trying to prove God wrong because you're going to fail. And too many people, when God say no, don't do it, they try to go and do the opposite, like they're going to prove God to be wrong, and you ain't going to do it, fall flat on your face. He said, by faith you should do this work. What kind of faith? The God kind of faith. See, when you operate in the God kind of faith and you do this work, you're going to be pleasing the Lord. If you're not operating in that kind of faith, you're not going to please God, period. Your faith is the evidence of things not seen. It's the proof. It's not the very thing itself. See, we miss that. I say we miss that. See, we think that the thing itself that we ask God for is our proof. That ain't your proof. The thing that you ask God for, when it comes to pass, that's the manifestation that comes from your faith. The Bible says your faith is the evidence. It didn't say the thing itself you believe in God for. It says your faith is the evidence. Your faith is the proof that you got what you need. Amen. Things that you believe in God for come to pass because of your faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank God for the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Something else that the Lord tells us concerning our faith. That Satan is going to try your faith. Oh, I know some of you say, oh, wait a minute now. I signed up for this. I'm going to be tested. Everything's supposed to go all right when you're in the Lord. Wait a minute. Let me read to you what he said in the same seventh message. This is what he said. He said, but remember, before that time, Satan should do all in his power to destroy and deceive all flesh. Not some flesh. All of them. And you shall be tempted and tried as men of old. Think not that the work that have been committed to your trust is light. Satan knows that his time is short, when he shall deceive the nations no more. Therefore, get this, he shall bring destruction upon the wicked and trials and temptation upon the just, that they may try their faith and deceive them if they would not watch and pray. Did you hear that? Jesus said Satan is going to bring this test and temptations or enticements to try the faith of who? The just. Notice what he said. He will bring trials and temptations upon the just. He didn't say the unjust. He said upon the just that he may what? Try their faith. Hallelujah. Yeah, Satan is going to. He lets you see Jesus letting you know through the Elijah, Satan is going to try your faith. Amen. And what brought that to mind? Got your Bible? Look at Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Amen. Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Now, notice what the Lord says here, he's talking to the church at Smyrna, okay? And he says, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer, okay? You can go no further. God said, Don't fear none of those things that you're going to suffer. God says you're going to go through some stuff. Okay, there's some things you're going to go through. He said, behold, the devil. Do you hear that? The devil shall cast some of you into prison. He didn't say, God didn't say, I'm going to cast some of you in prison. He said, the devil shall cast some of you into prison that ye may be what? Tried. Wow. And ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Glory. Hallelujah. Your faith will bring a reward greater than what you're going through. Do you hear what I'm saying? But see, Jesus letting you know that Satan is going to come to try your faith. If the devil is not giving you a problem, then you need to check yourself. I think I'm going to say it again because probably somebody didn't hear it. And probably when I said it, maybe somebody had some cornbread cooking on the stove. And as soon as I said it, they had to walk off, go tend to it, and now you're back. If the devil ain't messing with you some kind of way, then you need to check yourself. Amen. Because he's coming to test faith. You say you believe? The devil said, oh. You think the devil don't be listening to some of us get the testimony of the service and say, well, I believe the Lord. I just believe the Lord. And think he ain't saying, oh, really? Huh. Let's see. That's why some of us act so mind-boggling when we're going through some stuff and we get mad at God. This is supposed to be happening, God. I'm not supposed to be going through this. Says who? Jesus said in the word, the servant is no greater than the master. If Jesus went through it, why is we exempt and don't have to go through it? And see, he's the master. Jesus. My God, we just trying to find escape ropes. Peter told us in 1 Peter chapter 5, he said, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary the devil walking about, it's a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And in verse 9, he told us whom to resist in the faith. We got to resist him in the faith. The same afflictions your brethren is suffering in the world. Listen, I want you to, we got to understand this. Whatever you're telling God, and I'm starting to put this together even more as the Lord deal with me. Whatever you're telling God, I believe you, Father. The devil is going to test your faith in that area. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's why there's a particular season that what you ask God for to manifest. In between that time, your tests and your patience are being worked on. And who's doing the working on it? The devil. Amen. The devil's doing the work on it. And Jesus said he'll bring these trial temptations upon you to try and test our faith. Some of you know what I'm talking about. He's been bringing things your way. See, some of you, God gave a command to do something. And Satan has been bringing different enticements to get you to disobey. And get this, on top of that, not only to disobey, he wants you to think that something good come out of disobeying. Mm-hmm. Amen. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let me read to you another message. This is called the third message. The Lord Jesus sent this message out. I want to give you the date on this. Because, see, I don't mind giving you dates. I want you to ask the Lord. Some people try, you know, try to be hidden about stuff. I'm not going, I ain't got nothing to hide. Jesus didn't tell me to hide, you know, about this. He said, let the people know. He sent this message out on June the 12th, 1927. Okay. And He said here, and I'm going to read to you in the verses. He said, and here's the thing. Once again, Jesus is letting us know concerning faith that your faith is going to be tried. This is what he said. And this is what he had the angel, the Elijah, to tell us. He said, the Lord sent me to prophesy. Thus says the Lord of hosts, I have sent my messenger to you. In this time of trouble, when many of the hearts of my children were sad, their hope was faded away, their faith was tried, they looked to and fro for the old paths. In the anguish and distress of their souls, I heard their cry. Now notice that he said he sent the messenger. Who is the messenger? The Elijah, the resurrected John the Baptist, the angel of the Lord. And he sent this messenger to him. He said, in a time that his children were sad, their hope was fading away, and get this, their faith was tried. Notice that their faith, your faith, Jesus wants you to know through the Elijah, it is your faith that's going to be tried. Not your gender, not your color, not your age, but your faith. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And you know what else? Hallelujah. In the testing of your faith, in the trying of your faith, you're going to be tested in who and what you believe in. I say it again. See, your faith is going to be tried. And you're going to be tested to see who and what you believe in. See, sometimes when people tell you, I got faith, you got to kind of find out in what. That's what many times you got to find out. Because, see, some of everybody coming up talking about they got faith. But, see, everybody that's saying that, they're not meaning the God kind of faith. And, see, what we do wrong, sometimes we take it for them saying the God kind of faith. But many times as you keep conversing with them, you find out what they believe in. Okay? Buddhists do not operate in the God faith. They believe in Buddha, the fat man on the statue, but not Jesus Christ, the Lord. Okay? They ain't operating God kind of faith. They got a faith, but it's not the God kind of faith. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Also, understand this. And this is something else about faith that God dealt with me about. And notice, I read to you, he said here, that at the time where his children's faith were being tried, see, during these trials or tests, it's also going to show what kind of faith you possess or operate in. You say, well, wait a minute, brother. What do you mean? Let me give you an example. Overall, and I say this overall, here on this earth, there is, per se, basically two types of faith that operates here on this earth. You say, well, what two is that? The first one is the God kind of faith or Abraham faith mentioned in Romans chapter 4. Okay? Let's take a look at that. Let's go to Romans chapter 4. Those of you got your Bibles, come on. Come on, walk with me in this one. Those of you that don't have the Bibles, hey, just continue to listen on. Amen? We ain't got no problem with that. You listen on. You know, you'll get this word up in you too. Amen? We want you to not just hear, but hear it. Or heed, pay attention to it. Amen. Romans chapter 4. Now this is the Abraham faith, or in other words, the God kind of faith operation too. Now look what it says in verse 18. Talk about Abraham. He said, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body. Wow. Now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded, not partially persuaded. See what happened when you see when you operate totally in a God kind of faith, you're fully persuaded. Persuaded what, Brother Nate? That what he had promised, what God had promised, he was able also to perform. Wow. See, that's what happens when you operate in the Abraham faith, the God kind of faith. Okay? And see, these tests or trials is going to see whether you operate in that faith. Is that the faith you claim, the Abraham faith that you operate in? That's what these tests is going to prove. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Now, the other faith, let's go to John chapter 20. I call this the Doubting Thomas faith, okay? The Doubting Thomas faith. And I know some of you listeners say, well, yeah, I know what you're going to, Brother Nate. But still, Jesus still showed himself to him. Yeah, he did, but you got to listen to what he said to him, okay? Here's the Doubting Thomas faith. He said, in John chapter 20, hallelujah, verse 24, it said, but Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciple therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, now listen to this, except I shall see in his hand the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. So down Thomas' faith. Now notice, remember, that the Bible said in Hebrews 11 that it is the evidence of things not seen. Well, Thomas said, even though they came to him and said, hey, we've seen the Lord. He said, well, he said, except I see, he's going by his senses, in his hands, the print of the nails, and put, that means he got the touch, still dealing with his senses, put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into the side, I would not believe. But see, that down Thomas' faith. Now, you hear that more common than anything. You heard, I know some of y'all heard a lot of people say, I don't believe it till I see it first. But see, that ain't the God faith. Look at all these other religions. They, quote, believe in something that they could, quote, see. You understand what I'm saying? With their pick their senses. Okay? Like I said, like Buddhism. They look at it, they worship a fat man on a statue. Hinduism, one of the things, they look, they all on the cow. Okay? Amen. These trials going to tell what faith you claiming and what faith you choose to operate in. It's going to reveal it. Now, one of the things that God brought to me in mind about these two different faiths, it's like, for example, if you're in the classroom, and I'm going to separate it by the A and the B. The A is going to represent the Abraham faith kids. The B is going to represent the Doubting Thomas faith. Now, if you're in a classroom and your teacher giving you notes and stuff to go to read over and do for homework, stuff like that, and all of a sudden she said, now you need to study these notes because you're going to have a test. Now, she don't say what day the test's going to be, but she tells you that you need to study your notes because you're going to have a test on this soon. Okay, if you represent the A half of the class, which is the Abraham faith, you're going to take her at her word what she said and you're going to start what? Studying. Even you don't know what day the test is going to be. Amen? Now, if you represent the B side of the class, who is the Doubting Thomas faith, and you say, well, I ain't going to believe we're going to have a test till I actually see it. Okay. Then you ain't going to what? You ain't going to study. So let's say that she picked 4 days later, and all of a sudden, boom, y'all sit in the classroom handing out papers, and you see that paper's a test. Now, if you represented the Abraham faith, which is the God faith, then you will be able to pass that test because you prepared it, okay? Because you took out a word and you believed and you acted on it. You started what? Study. But if you represented the B half, okay, which is the Doubting Thomas faith, now that you see that test, now you believe you're going to have it, but guess what? You ain't going to pass it. Why? Because you didn't take her at her word when you said it. You only believe you got a test now because you see it, and guess what? You're going to flunk it. And that's what God is letting me know about many of his people in these last days who's going to be choosing the Doubting Thomas faith. You're not going to be able to pass the test when it come upon you. Why? Because right now, God is giving us all an opportunity to prepare for even greater trials that are yet to come. And guess what? Some of us are too busy. We're too busy making money. We're too busy doing this and that. Oh, I want to study for the Lord, and I want to know the Lord. But everything else is in front of you, and you ain't got time. But guess what? since you ain't got time, when that test hits, you're not going to be able to make it. Now, some of y'all think I'm trying to be funny, trying to be judgmental and all that. I'm not. I'm laying down the straight truth for you. And he said here in the word of the Lord, he said, I've sent my messenger in a time of trouble. He said, well, many of the hearts of my children were sad. Their hope was fading away. Their faith was being tried. They looked to and fro for the old path, and in the anguish and the stress of their soul, what you hear? I heard their cry. You know, that's God is letting us know in that statement he made. Faith has a voice. Oh, yeah, it has a voice. When you're confessing that word, when you're crying out to God, really believing for him to hear, that's expression of your faith in your confession, in your crying out to God. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not you just, see, some people just say anything, but there's no faith in what they're saying. That's why Jesus said, have faith in God. You should speak into the mountain. If we speak into the mountain and it ain't moving, guess what? You keep on confessing and speaking because faith ain't there yet. But if you keep on confessing and speaking, soon, boom, that faith's going to show up. You're going to be speaking not just in the same manner that you spoke in it like you did, but it's going to be a different matter, and you're going to see that action. Amen. Some of y'all heard my testimony once before. I think that, and I'm going to say it again because I don't know. We got a few minutes left. I don't know if I close it here or not. Praise be to God. But my testimony, tell you about your confession and speaking in faith. You know, praising God in the midst of your troubles is also an expression of your faith when you can keep praising him, because he told us to do that, to praise him and confess that he is Lord and he is God. And my testimony, and I know some of y'all may have heard, some of y'all I know heard it, maybe some of y'all first time listens, I want to testify again. I think this was back in like 2005 or something like that. The first time I ever experienced what is called a sinus infection headache. Them things is awful. I thought migraine headaches was the worst thing. And don't get me wrong, migraine headaches is bad. But to me, that sinus infection headache is worse. Because one of those things that do is that it hurts you all the way from this, you know, where your sinus is at, over to your head, to the back of your neck. And sometimes you ain't getting but maybe 30 minutes of sleep a night, maybe an hour. Well, when it first was hitting me, I didn't know what it was. I mean, I thought sooner or later, after so many hours, I'd wear off and I'd be so tired, I'd go to sleep. And I couldn't hardly, and I had to go to work. And I was getting like 30, 40 minutes of sleep a night for almost a week. Amen. And see, sometimes my wife, she would be up in me in the middle of the night and walking around with me. She did that so many days. And even that walking around, I'm still in pain. By the time it wore off, man, it's close time for me to go to work. Okay. And so one day, one night, as it happened again, I didn't even go wake my wife up. You know, I got tired. It's like, man, every night I didn't go wake up, and I'm getting up. Middle of night, once again, I'm walking around circles in the floor. I'm hurting so bad. And so I went into the kitchen part. We had this chair, and this chair, the height of this chair is about to my waist, so I can bend over on it a little bit and lean on it. And so as I was in pain and hurting, you know, I remember this movie I saw, and I don't remember the name of it, but it was this man who once was a soldier or something like that, and the enemy had caught him. And they was going to try to get the secrets out of him, American secret from him. Okay? And I know some of y'all saw movies like this. And so one of the things they did to try to get the secrets out of him, where they put his fingers in some kind of contraption where it would squeeze his knuckles. I mean, you talking about some pain. He's in some pain so bad. But I noticed something about him. When the harder they squeeze, the more he starts singing the American flag song. And they couldn't break him. Now, don't get me wrong. He was in excruciating pain, but he kept on and he kept on, and they never did break him. Now, he finally got free, you know, but they never got the secrets out of him. So God used certain things to bring back to your memory to boost you toward the faith. So while I was hurting in that pain, he brought that movie back to me. And so I didn't sing the American flag. I started singing songs to Jesus and praising him. Now, I want you to understand something. When I first started doing it, it's like that pain hit harder and harder. I mean, I'm not going to tell you no story. It was like when Jesus said, fight the good fight of faith, he mean it, people, in the scriptures, okay? And it's like the more I sung that song and were praising Jesus and saying that he's Lord, it's like the harder that thing was hitting me. But when God revealed that movie to me, he showed me that no matter how much pressure that the enemy put on that man, he did not break, and he kept, even when he was bouncing and moving and singing that song, he never broke. He got free at the end. And so when God brought that to me, now I know I'm in a fight. And I kept praising God and singing praises, and the heart he hit me, the heart I came back with that song, and it was back and forth. And man, I'm going to tell you something. That had to last about a good, 15 to 30 minutes. And all of a sudden, hallelujah. People, I want to tell you something. I felt like this snap in my head. Now, not a bad snap. I felt a snap where that pain left. As soon as that snap hopped, said pop, that was it. And I'm going to tell you something. I stood straight up and I said, my God, it was like I never did have a headache. You understand what I'm saying? Faith has a voice. And you got to keep crying that voice of faith. But the victory is already yours. God already told us that you're going to get the victory. You keep crying that voice of faith. And see, God, he said, I sent my messenger to my people in a time of trouble. Many of your hearts were sad. Now, Lord said, today I continue this message on Tuesday. We'll talk a little bit more on that, but I want you to understand something. Their hearts were sad because of the things that they were going through and the things they was encountering. See, we all have been through that, okay? And you know, God understands that, okay? God ain't just some hard king up there in heaven just being hardcore and just jumping. He understands that. He just don't want us to stay like that. You understand what I'm saying? Jesus himself said in the scripture, he said, my soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Amen? But see, God don't want us to stay in the state of sadness and depression. Okay? Amen. He understands that some things you go through, but he don't want you to stay like that. If he wants you to stay like that, then there was no need of you exercising faith. So he said, I sent my messenger to you. Amen. In a time of trouble. Amen. When your faith was being tried. See, that's the other thing we got to remember. In times of trouble, especially, that's when your faith is being tried. Not in a time when everything's going well, sun is shining, you're singing like the Smurfs, la, 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 la. Not like that. It's in a time of trouble when your faith is being tried. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Some of you hear me right now. Quote, you are in a time of trouble. Your faith being tried and your heart is sad. And it feels like your hope is just fading away. But guess what? Jesus has said his word through the Elijah. And Elijah said in that verse that I read to you, he said, the Lord sent me to prophesy. Well, when you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14, what does it say about prophecy? He that prophesied do what? Edify, comfort, and exhort. Edify, build up, comfort you, and exhort to encourage you or advise you. Okay? Amen. See, God ain't going to let you turn loose of the rope. You know, sometimes you're going through something and you're just about to turn loose of the rope, and here come God. Amen. He's on time. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of his people have been going through great trials. Sadness, you know, because sometimes, man, you be like, Lord, my God, Lord, it just seems like it's so long. I know what I'm talking about out there. Well, I know you know. You, amen. I said to myself, Lord, my God, Lord, it just seems like it's so low. Amen. See, the Lord helped me the other week. When I was going through, you know, I'm confessing. I'm thinking day by day. And this pain, that you know, and we were experiencing these cold days down here. We call it cold, but it ain't like the Chicago cold. If we want to call it Chicago cold, we're going to have to add a couple more D's on the end of that. Cold. But it was cold. And it was windy like Chicago. And here I am, Dylan, this sinus infection to me. And my God, it's like, and sinus infection and cold don't get along. You get out there in that cold, the sinus infection, it's going to hurt worse, especially if that air hits you. And I'm down there on my knees. And I'm crying out to God, and at first it looked like nothing wasn't working. You understand what I'm saying? I know some of y'all understand what I'm saying. It looked like nothing wasn't working. Amen? And see, just like when I was, you know, it started to make me sad. Amen. I started getting sad, and all of a sudden, it felt like glory, like my hope was fading. And then, you know, I just got tired, you know, got tired of this pain just ruling. And you could tell it's like the pain had a hope. The pain have you in fear, you running around, you scared to go outside, this and that. No, God don't want you to live like that. And then the Lord started dealing with me, and he started dealing with me about his word, how to stand on confessing his word. Hallelujah. And see, God did something for my faith, and when he did that, and I started confessing that word, and I said, Lord, this is not your word. Your word said, by your stripes, I'm healed. And I was confessing that word, and all of a sudden, shoo. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise be to God. We're going to stop it here today, okay? Lord say the same. Tuesday, we may continue on with the messages of faith. Amen. Glory be to God. So let us pray. Father, we thank you. In the name of thy precious son, Jesus Christ, who is Lord. And there's no one greater than him. We thank you for this very day you made and created. Opportunity you've given us, Lord God, to get into your word. Father, I thank you for every soul that's been listening. I pray that they've been blessed. Lord God, I pray that I have delivered the message according to the way you wanted to deliver it, that it may be pleasing in your sight. So, dear God, thank you once again. And, Lord, we give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for all you that have been listening. Once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And tomorrow night, it's night for Brother Emmanuel Murphy. Listen for the advertisement at 7 o'clock. Praise be to God. As he comes forth with broadcast tomorrow night. So, thank God for all of you that have been listening. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you and may he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Holy Spirit, we welcome you into our lives and into our hearts. We need you. Almighty.